there's two pools of money, which I think best in, via monetary policy and aggressive use of terrorizing sanctions can make people on board into stable coins. The first is the euro dollar market, right? So, you know, 1950s and 60s, euro dollar market was created because of all the regulations and prohibitions around interest payments and trade flows that the U.S. Monetary authorities were putting on commercial banks. And so you had these foreign branches of U.S. banks and foreign banks saying, hey, I'll take your dollars outside of U.S. control. And so we have this $10 to $13 trillion market, which nobody has any control over, oftentimes influences Fed and Treasury policy in terms of when dollars become expensive and cheap in the euro-dollar market. And you can probably trace almost every financial crisis outside of the United States to euro-dollar market flows. And you know, these flows are not doing what Bessent wants them to do. He can't control them. He doesn't know where they are. And he can't make them buy what he wants, which is Treasury bills. So my idea, and you know, maybe he'll do this or maybe he won't, I don't know, is right now, why do you feel comfortable in a euro dollar? Because every time your banking institution has gotten into trouble, the Fed, the Treasury bails you out, even if technically they shouldn't be doing it so, because you're not a member of the discount window, don't follow U.S. regulations. But you know, we can point to many, many opportunities. Even 2008, the Fed secretly bailed out all these foreign branches of banks for all their bad trading policies to make sure the euro dollar depositor was sweet.